President and distinguished colleagues, rising food prices are today threatening to reverse many of the gains that we have together made on tackling hunger and poverty around the world in recent years. The United Kingdom therefore welcomes this conference here in Rome and the initiative of the Secretary General and the draft high-level task force report which has been circulated today. This draft report provides a useful framework for a comprehensive and coordinated international response to the situation that we face. Donors, developing countries, international organisations, the private sector and civil society now need to work together to form an international partnership for agriculture and for food. Such a partnership must galvanise action at national and also at international levels, and comprise an integrated programme of intermediate, medium-term and long-term actions if we are to ensure sustainable food security for all our citizens. Surely the most urgent need is to help those who are today being pushed into poverty by this crisis. And in this regard, I applaud the efforts of the World Food Programme and the generous response to its appeal. Putting purchasing power in the hands of poor people is a better solution than providing food aid, and we should quickly double the number of people taken out of long-term dependence on food aid through expanding social protection programmes. But alongside this immediate response, we must also give greater priority to the underlying problems of poverty and hunger facing some 850 million of our fellow citizens today. We must be ambitious in our long-term efforts. We should work tirelessly towards a doubling of agricultural production in Africa and a doubling of the rate of growth in the agricultural sector in South Asia. But in order to turn these aspirations into reality, governments in developing countries must lead by setting sound policies on land tenure and property rights and making markets work effectively. They will position their rural economies for future growth. And as donors, we must respond vigorously to this lead and should stand ready to finance strong country-led agricultural plans. The Comprehensive African Agricultural Development Programme provides the framework for such a compact between country-led planning and donor response. But we must also make important reforms at an international, indeed at a global level. First, the world needs a fair global trading system that gives farmers in poor countries far better access to the markets of the rich countries. It is simply unacceptable in 2008 that rich countries still subsidise farming by $1 billion a day, costing poor farmers in developing countries an estimated $100 billion a year in lost income alone. We are today at a critical moment in the world trade talks. Together we must seize this moment and reach a fair agreement in the weeks and months ahead. Second, addressing the complex needs of food security also calls for more effective international institutions. We welcome in particular the independent evaluation of the FAO and commend early efforts that have been taken towards reform. We need to use the current crisis as a catalyst for much deeper improvements. The world surely needs international institutions that are fit for purpose to deal with the challenges of the 21st century. And thirdly, long-term food security will require a doubling of investment in international agricultural research. The CIGAR system has contributed greatly to agricultural growth over the past four decades, and we propose a doubling in its financing to $1 billion a year. But it also needs to become less fragmented and better integrated into regional, sub-regional and country-level systems. We will push for rapid adoption of reform proposals currently under discussion. AGRA is expected to play a dynamic and positive role in putting technology into the hands of farmers across the continent of Africa. The United Kingdom is pleased to be the first bilateral donor to AGRA, and we commend it to you. Fourthly, the private sector must be recognised as the driver of agricultural growth. We must work hard together to understand the causes of low investment today and seek to engage the private sector in events such as this conference. In this regard, we propose an international meeting with the private sector to focus on agricultural and broader issues of rural development. Finally, we need to build consensus about emerging issues such as the appropriate role for biofuels to ensure their use is environmentally and, yes, socially sustainable. To achieve our goals, we need a step change in the scale and impact of the international effort to support the poor and the hungry. For the United Kingdom, we have pledged to pay our part in such a step change. That is why our Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, has said that food should be the central focus of both the G8 in July and the United Nations Millennium Development Goals Summit taking place in New York in September. That is why in April, the United Kingdom already pledged nearly $110 million to assist the immediate response to rising food prices and a further $800 million for agricultural research. In addition to those pledges, I can announce today from this platform that the United Kingdom will provide a further $66 million to provide humanitarian relief and social protection in Mozambique, Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Sierra Leone, four of the countries most directly affected by rising food prices. And I can also announce today that we will spend a further $76 million to help build roads in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, to improve farmer subsidies to buy supplies and sell their crops, and a further $15 million to strengthen crop resistance to climate change in Bangladesh. These new announcements today will bring the United Kingdom's response to rising food prices to more than $1 billion. In addition, I can announce today that the United Kingdom will provide new commitments of budget support for Ghana, for Uganda and Malawi, totalling $434 million. This long-term, predictable funding will help the governments of those countries to meet their own targets of increasing investment in agriculture and rural development. Yet, as I have already suggested, to establish an effective response to this global crisis, we must establish a coordinated international response. So I commend to you an international partnership for agriculture and for food. Such an initiative could be invaluable in ensuring that our global efforts to tackle this crisis are not only ambitious, but are coordinated, coherent, and greater than the sum of their individual parts. I would urge you to consider such a partnership at this meeting in order to ensure that no time is wasted in building an effective global response to this urgent and pressing crisis, no less than the lives of millions of our fellow citizens around the world depend upon such a response. Thank you.